Australia ranks second worst in the developed world for poverty rates among the unemployed. On top of this, receiving welfare payments can negatively affect physical and mental well-being. With World Health Day just around the corner, what can be done to address the issue? Nicole Wedding has the story.
52% of New Start recipients are living in poverty, according to a new joint statement from Anti-Poverty Network SA and the Public Health Association. Paz Forgione is the coordinator of Anti-Poverty Network SA. He explains why the statistics are so alarming.
What we've wanted to do is really draw attention to the profound health impacts of having to survive on a very, very low welfare payment, and in this case, the welfare payment being a New Start allowance, our unemployment benefit. When you make someone who's unemployed live on an income of $263 a week, which is what New Start is, it does impact their health. And we know this from data that's been collected by organisations such as ACOS, the Australian Council of Social Service. And we also know this from unemployed people themselves to tell us that being on a really, really low income means that they have to make sacrifices in terms of the quality of food they can eat, in terms of skipping meals. They feel less connected to their family, their friends, their community and other social networks, because when you're on an income of $263 a week, often you can't afford to leave the house. You can't afford to catch the bus or train, even at a concession rate. On top of all of that is stress of being on a really low income. You know, the constant sense that you have to be on top of your money, that you can never take a breather.
The Anti-Poverty Network and Public Health Association have advocated for increasing New Start by at least $100 per week. Is there much community support for this?
There's growing recognition of the fact that New Start is too low. Like as I mentioned earlier, the Business Council of Australia has called for New Start to be raised. The accounting firm KPMG called for New Start to be raised twice last year in two different reports that it produced for the federal government. We think that in the wider community, there's actually been a shift. There is actually much more sympathy for the plight of unemployed people than there might have been, say, 5 or 10 years ago. And this is reflected in a number of things. When we think about the response to the 2014-2015 federal budget, under widespread opposition to Tony Abbott's proposal for unemployed people under the age of 30 to only have access to New Start for half the year and to have to wait 6 months before they can access the payment when losing their job. That actually there's growing awareness that New Start has fallen seriously behind the rest of the community.
Paz Forgione, coordinator of Anti-Poverty Network SA. Ross Womersley is the CEO of the South Australian Council of Social Service. He says welfare payments have only gotten worse over time.
It is reasonable to say that over the last decade, the value of the welfare payment has been eroded, particularly for those people on New Start and youth allowances. Widow's allowance was another one that we would include there. What we know is that pensions have increased at a much higher rate over that period of time, and in part that's driven by this idea that there are some people who need access to our welfare system who are worthy, and then there are others who are less worthy. And of course, the unemployed have often been stereotyped as being the less worthy part of our welfare support system. In fact, we know that the media is full of all sorts of stories of people, you know, spending their days surfing and sunning themselves and wasting their unemployment benefits on things like alcohol and smokes. Now, in all reality, most people who are unemployed are having a very difficult time of it. And frankly, if they did find opportunities to go surfing in the middle, it would be a healthy thing, I suspect, for them to be doing in order to maintain their mental well-being through a very difficult period of time in their lives.
Ross Womersley, CEO of the South Australian Council of Social Service, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.